Despite the increase of sin, grace has far surpassed it, so that as sin reigned through death, grace may reign by way of justice leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The word of the Lord. In this feast day, if you were at Mass, there are different readings, as usual. One, in this case, was one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament that I want to highlight. And the Old Testament, I think all of us can easily relate to it because it does affect all of us. It's the story of Adam and Eve getting caught by God and trying to hide from God, which itself is kind of ironic. And we hear Adam, who was the one who was told not to eat everything, blaming the woman and God, the woman who you put here. So if you hadn't done that, I'd be okay. I think we all can relate relatively easily to Adam and Eve and their dodging whatever they did, blaming others. The New Testament passage is the story of the angel Gabriel coming to Mary to announce that she is going to be the mother of God. And this is a little more difficult for us to relate to it so easily, although we can hope in it, that Mary is told she's going to be the mother of God. She's visited by an angel, and she responds first by inquiring, just to make sure she's understanding what is to happen, what is to take place, and how it is. And then she almost seems effortless, says, "May it be done to me according to your will." Not knowing all the different things that are going to happen with that act of God in her life through the Holy Spirit. But your will be done. For many of us, it might have been, if the angel comes into our life, you might be a little shocked, a little surprised. Sometimes I get surprised, I surprise some patients in the hospital when they see me coming, and do you know something I don't know? Am I dying or something? And we might say, why are you here? Why are you crowding my space? What is it you want? Well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. But we can hope in Mary's response that it would be our response. And this passage from Romans shows us that the grace of God is stronger and more powerful than the effects of sin. That sin leads to death, but grace leads to life. And we are called upon to receive the grace from God. It will not be forced upon us because we are free. And perhaps if Adam and Eve had done something like that, asked for it, maybe we'd be in a different situation. But according to God's plan, they didn't. But Mary, in her role as mother of the church, mother of us all, helps us to receive that grace, to desire it always, to allow it to change us, to transform us. As we listen to her words, "May it be done to me according to your word," and later, "Do whatever he tells you." Those are to be our words throughout our life, so that the grace of God can more and more help us to be more like Mary, who is our model, and less like the ways of Adam and Eve, to be full of grace, to choose the good, to do good, to have the courage to receive that grace through confession, the sacraments, especially his body and blood, that grace may more and more reign in us as justice, leading to eternal life. And this season of Advent is a season of hope, season of expectation, that God fulfilled all those promises made in the Old Testament, beginning with Adam and Eve when he was talking to the serpent about how it would be crushed, up through all the prophets, by the coming of Jesus, through Mary, who was prepared for her role. And that gives us great hope that the other promise, that Jesus will come again, and he will lead those who are his own, gather them together through his grace into eternal life.